You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. Former Professor Timothy Weiss taught spacecraft system design at Cal Poly and is in Pasadena at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory as the Dawn spacecraft enters its historic orbit around the dwarf planet Ceres. He joins us on the KCBX Newsline now. Welcome to KCBX, Professor.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Scientists know very little about this dwarf planet, and only recently, as I understand it, discovered it has craters and some puzzling shiny dots. Are there any theories as to what those could be?
There are many theories at this point, but it's still too early to tell exactly what they are. They're not fully resolved yet. So as we go lower throughout our mission, we'll get to lower and lower orbits. We'll be able to resolve specifically what those bright spots are.
What makes Ceres a dwarf planet and not an asteroid or not a full-blown planet?
Ceres is big enough and massive enough to be hydrostatically stable, meaning that when it formed, it turned into its spherical shape, so it looks like any other planet. And I think that's the main dividing distinction.
How might Dawn's mission help us better understand the origins of our solar system?
So by exploring the asteroid Vesta in 2011 and 2012, where we explored that body for 14 months, and then beginning with our exploration of Ceres in the near future, we'll be able to compare these two massive bodies that really are protoplanets that kind of hold the building blocks of the solar system when it forms. So really, these are like looking at fossils of the solar system and being able to figure out how mainly the inner planets formed, so kind of the origin of the Earth.
And it's thought that there's possibly water on Ceres, maybe even an ocean beneath the surface?
Yes, that's true. The current analysis shows that it's about 25% water. Most of it is probably ice at this point. But by studying the body, we'll be able to really determine better what the makeup is of the internal structure and whether there's an ice layer or even some liquid water.
Can you talk a bit about how Dawn is propelled through space? Because it's a fairly new technology, is it not?
Yes. Dawn uses ion propulsion to be able to get from its initial launch from Earth in 2007 to its first target, which was Vesta in 2011 and 12, by using ion propulsion, which accelerates xenon gas ions out of the thruster in a very efficient manner. It's 10 times more efficient than a chemical thruster, and so that really enabled the mission to be able to be performed on the budget that it was done on.
Now, how long will it be with Ceres?
Our plans right now are to visit Ceres until June of 2016, which will put it just over a year and a half, and we'll remain at Ceres until the end of the mission.
Are there any other Dawn-like missions on the horizon, or is this sort of it for this area of study?
So in terms of the engineering technology, I think this is the only current system using ion propulsion. The New Horizons project is about to explore the dwarf planet Pluto. So in terms of dwarf planet exploration, it's going to be a very exciting year.
Well, Professor Timothy Weiss there at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, best of luck to you and the entire team. And I hope that we learn some exciting stuff with the Dawn spacecraft as it enters this orbit.
Thank you.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.